The following comes to Radioactive from the Voice of America.
Welcome to Entertainment News. I'm Ira Melman in Washington. The world was watching on July 20th, 1969, as a grainy black-and-white TV image showed American astronaut Neil Armstrong stepping onto the moon's surface and planting an American flag in the dust. A new biopic follows his life, chronicling his courage, spirit of adventure, and razor-sharp focus under pressure that paved the way to the historic Apollo 11 space mission. Penelope Pulu reports.
The stupendous lunar landing mission of Apollo 11 is the climactic moment of the taut, nearly two-and-a-half-hour drama First Man by Damien Chazelle. Using sound, music, and close-up images, the filmmaker puts the audience amidst the grueling training, loss of life from technical failures, and personal sacrifices, all leading up to man's first step onto the lunar surface.
Slow your rate. Do you read?
We need to fail. We need to fail down here so we don't fail up there.
Ryan Gosling brings alive Neil Armstrong, who leads the Apollo 11 mission, while reeling from the loss of his daughter, and as a husband and father, grappling with the unspeakable risks of a lunar landing. Claire Foy plays Janet Armstrong as a tough, cool-headed, supporting wife, coming to terms with the fact that her husband may not return from the mission.
All these protocols and procedures to make it seem like you have it under control. But you're a bunch of boys making models out of balsa wood. You don't have anything under control.
Damien Chazelle told VOA that he wanted to paint an intimate portrait of the astronauts, and in particular of Neil Armstrong, from 1961 to 1969, while they and their families were preparing mentally and physically for such a mission.
For me, it was about stripping away the mythology and looking at these human beings, ordinary human beings thrust into extraordinary circumstances, sacrificing everything, putting their lives on the line, and giving up so much so that we can benefit from, you know, living in a world where we know humans have that potential.
That's one small step for man. One giant leap for mankind.
Penelope Pulu, VOA News, Washington.
Join us again next week for Entertainment News. I'm Ira Melman in Washington. Make certain you stay up to date on our website at voanews.com.
That was a program from the Voice of America.